Quickly here, before we turn the services over to our guest speaker, it is a pleasure to have him here this evening. In fact, I thought it might be good that we might make some connections before we let him up here. Even though he's from another country, he's not a stranger. We go back a long way with Brother Berdini. Johnny stayed in the home of Brother and Sister Phillips when he was at Florida College. I was in school down there at that time, as well as Carrie, and he got to know Julie and their family. Brother and Sister Phillips had Brother Johnny. They had Stefano Carrazza. You've heard the work of Italy. Brother Rigo. This is Carolyn King's mom and dad. He stayed with them, and so we all know him. And then we have Brother Gary Holiday. I didn't know this until just a few minutes ago. Was his roommate. I knew Gary. You probably knew him in school, but he was his roommate. So this is kind of like a homecoming for us. So we've been looking forward to this. And so with that, I'll turn the services over to Brother David that he can tell you a little bit more about the work and introduce Johnny.
In the 14th chapter of the book of Acts, after Paul had been stoned, he returned to Lystra, to Iconium, to Antioch, confirming souls. And when they had appointed for them elders in every church and had prayed with fasting, they commended them to the Lord on whom they had believed. And they passed through Pisidia and Pamphylia, Perga, Attalia, Antioch, coming back to the place from whence all of this had begun. And the text says, when they were come, they gathered the church together and they rehearsed all the things that God had done with them, that he had opened a door of faith unto the Gentiles. Tonight, it's a great privilege for all of us to be together, to worship the Lord, to sing together and to pray together, to consider the Word of God together, and to talk about the work of the Lord in which we are engaged together. I have a very special appreciation for this group and the fellowship that you all have with me and my work, not only in Tennessee, but also the work that I do overseas. And tonight, I am really excited that many of you are going to have the opportunity for the first time to meet Brother Johnny Berdini. There are several people here, however, for whom this is not the first time. Obviously, the King family, as Johnny and Stefano stayed with the Phillips when they first came to Tampa, a long history of association with that family, and it's a very special relationship for them. And Johnny has very much looked forward to seeing all of them and being together with them again, to see Gary again, his roommate, when he was at school. But there are a number of folks here who have traveled to Italy and who have worshipped with some of the churches there. Some of you have, several of you have been in Trieste and have worshipped with a church there, have visited with Johnny. Some of you have been in his home there. And so it's great for all of us to be together on an occasion like this to hear about his work. Tonight, Johnny is really going to introduce to you the work that he is doing in Trieste and Monfalcone. Johnny serves as an elder and preacher for the church in Trieste, where he's been for more than 30 years. Also, a few years ago, for the very first time, a door of opportunity was opened for him in the city of Monfalcone, which is about 30 miles away from Trieste. And if you can imagine, he is doing full-time work in both places, and he is doing a wonderful work. You're going to see, in the few years that he's been with the church in Monfalcone, you're going to see tremendous growth that has taken place there. And he's going to explain to you some of the work that they're involved in, and one of the major points of emphasis that he and I are giving to the work there in just a few days. We're going back. Actually, we're leaving tomorrow morning to head back to Italy. And we're preparing ourselves for the grotto studies. He's going to explain to you what that is and why we're so excited about that and what the objective of all of that is as it pertains to the future of the Lord's work in Italy. But I'm delighted to be with you tonight. Jeannie and I are, and my son Ryan and his wife Jacqueline. We're happy to be here, and we're very happy that Johnny Berdini is with us from Italy, and that you will have the opportunity to hear him as he talks about the work of the Lord that is going on there.
Well, I feel really strange tonight. I feel something in my heart. It's so great to see people that I was associated so 32 years ago, a long time ago. We were kids, and I spent an unforgettable time here. And it's a pleasure, it's an honor to me to talk about my work tonight. I really want to thank this congregation, the elders, for the opportunity they are giving me to talk about my work in Italy. I really appreciate that. First of all, let me say I beg your pardon for my English. I know it's not perfect, so I ask you to pay more attention, because I hope you will understand at least 50% of what I will say. Hope so. But be sure that in heaven we will talk just one language. We will speak just Italian. So try to learn it. Let me say something about myself and about the church in Trieste. I am an architect. I studied to be an architect. But I have the blessing to born in a family where my father was a preacher. And actually, I didn't want to preach the gospel, because I saw in my life all the difficulties, all the humiliations my family went through at that time. It was not easy to be Christians in Italy. Much different is today. And I didn't want to do it. Just I wanted to be a Christian. And that's all. But I have to thank Brother H. Phillips. Then when he came to Italy, he wanted me and Stefano going to Florida College for 1 year just to study Bible. And so I decided, okay, let's go. Let's see another country. But actually, I didn't want to do this job, this work. But let's say I have a big debt toward Brother Phillips and toward all the brethren at that time. I lived a very unique experience. I got to know wonderful people. My roommate was Gary. I met David, Jeannie, and my heart was changed. And I decided to preach the gospel, to come back to Italy and to preach the gospel, because I realized that not me, who I was born in a preacher family, I know exactly what it means. And I had to take my responsibilities toward the Lord. So, I came back to Italy. When I came back to Italy, I was invited by the church in Trieste to preach the gospel there. And I went to Trieste. And Trieste, let me see if it's work. Which one? Okay. I like to thank you to greet you with this wonderful passage of the Bible. Those from Italy greet you. 2,000 years ago, there were Christians in Italy. And I'm joyful today to say that there are still Christians that greet you with all their hearts. But let me introduce my wife, My wife Pina is great help in my work. She teaches the children both in Trieste and in Monfalcone, and she is really a great she called me. When I came here, it's almost a miracle that I'm here tonight, because when I was leaving last week to go to the airport, my car just stopped on the interstate with the sign lamping saying, check-in engine. And it was 6 o'clock in the morning. I was, let's say, maybe 5 miles from the airport. And nobody was there. And I had the boarding in 20 minutes. So I was desperate. Fortunately, my wife helped me. She told me, call a brother that is living just by here. So I called that brother. He came. He took me. He took me to the airport, and I was just on time. So the last time I saw my wife, she was on the interstate, waiting for a toy truck. I don't know how she is going now. Maybe she's still there. Those are my two sons, Ricardo. Ricardo is 28 years old. Beatrice is 24. They are both members of the church in Trieste. This is Italy. It's a boot. It's not a cowboy boot, but it's a boot. And Trieste, see Trieste, is in the northeastern part. And just with the border with Slovenia. And I told you, when I moved to Trieste, I found a church made up by few people. Just 5-6 brethren. They had been abandoned by several preachers, and they were really in a very, very desperate situation. But they were good people, willing to study, willing to grow, willing to work, willing to do something for the Lord. So, in the past year, God really blessed the work in Trieste. And in 2009, we appointed elders. And Trieste, as you may see, a very nice town. It's on the Adriatic Sea. And was very important during the Austrian Empire. Because it was the port of Austria. And this is the downtown of Trieste. This is Unity Square. Unity Square, it's to me, it's the most beautiful square in Italy. Because one side is just on the sea. This is, makes beautiful, this square. And this is the Miramare Castle. Very nice. Was built in 1850 by Archduke Maximilian of Habsburgo, and there is a summer residence. David wanted to go there on summer, but they did not allow him to go there because it's just for me. Okay, European towns are different from the one you know, from the American towns. There are all very old buildings. There are narrow streets, not made for big cars, you know. And our meeting place is in this road, Via San Francesco, San Francesco Street. And you may see our sign, Chiesa di Cristo, that means Church of Christ. And see, this is the gate of the building, very nice old building. And we have another sign, and we get in the courtyard of the building, there is our meeting place. We have steps, and we meet at the second floor. Okay, well, you are mixed up with the floor, you know, because in Italy the first floor is the upper floor, And your first floor to us is the ground floor. Okay, the ground floor. Okay, forget it. Okay, but anyway, we are in the upper room. Okay, so we are very biblical. And as I told you before, in 2009, we appoint elders. I'm one of the elders in a church on Trieste, and the other man by me is Brother Antonio Tommasi. This is a picture of the church in Trieste, just I took before leaving. This is our singing. There's no beautiful like yours. We wish I could have you in Trieste to lead our singing. Ron. And this is my song, leading singing. And this is a wonderful couple. His name is Silviu, is from Romania, and she is Tania. She is from Moldavia. They are a wonderful couple. Silvio is one of the men who attended and is going to attend the Grado Bible study. I will tell you in a short time about that. Anyway, they have a little child, and they named David. And I was very jealous about this, because I don't understand why they didn't name Gianni. But they are in love with David, so they named little David, another little David. And as I told you, as David was telling you, 6 years ago, I got a call from a brother in Monfalcone. This is Trieste, this is the Gulf, and this is Monfalcone, 30 miles far away from Trieste. We didn't have any relationship with the church in Monfalcone in the last 25 years, because they didn't want to have anything to do with us. We thought, they thought we were wrong on institutions, so they didn't want to have anything to do with us. And it was strange to me to get a call from one of these brothers, and he asked me to help them. He told me there was somebody there that was teaching premillennialism, and they didn't know how to handle the situation. So I was really surprised, but I said, okay, it's an opportunity. I will take it. And I went to Monfalcone, and I started to preach. Of course, I preached lessons on premillennialism. I preached lesson of the church, and this man went away. He didn't want to stay anymore. And they were happy about this, and asked me to keep on to study, to do the Bible study. So I said, okay. And after 1 year, they asked me just to preach fully for them. And so I said, okay. But I already preach in Trieste. I cannot leave Trieste. So we make an arrangement. We have the worship early in the morning in Monfalcone. And as soon as I finished to preach in Monfalcone, I ran very fast to Trieste. And I preached in Trieste too. And we have the Bible study on Monday in Monfalcone, and we have the Bible study on Wednesday in Trieste. And we have the study for the young people Thursday in Trieste and Friday in Monfalcone. And we have the Bible, I mean, everything is doubled, but I'm very happy because God really blessed the work in Monfalcone. This is the first lady who obeyed the gospel after I started to work in Monfalcone. His name is Pierina. At that time, 6 years ago, she was 88. Now she is 94, still faithful, and she is always the first who is in the meeting place. And this was the group, when I started to go, in the back, you may see a very young looking good man that was coming with me, helping me in the work in Monfalcone. Behind him, there is Brother Antonio Tommasi. He was coming too, because we try to be a little bit more. The three men on your left, okay, they were not Christian, they just came one time, then they left. So actually the group I started to work is this on this side, you know, 5-6 people. And as I told you, the work was really blessed by God. This was our meeting place, and let me tell you, brethren, you have a great blessing. Maybe you do not realize this, but to have this such meeting place is wonderful. In Italy, if we go to a bank and we ask a loan to buy or to build a meeting place, they will really laugh, and they will tell us, "Are you crazy? It's no way, not possible for a church, let's say, to have some money to build or to rent or to buy a place." We rent little shops, you know, just to be in, just to be able to worship God, just to be able to let people see that we are there and we want to preach the gospel to them. This was the meeting place in Monfalcone, and this was after a while. And you may see, we grew up a little bit. God really blessed our work. We did for the first time after years a gospel meeting. When we do a gospel meeting, let me tell you this, when we do a gospel meeting, we have to rent a meeting place outside our meeting place. I mean, a meeting place in a hotel or in some meeting hall. Because Italian Catholic people, they never would come to a church, you know, to hear something. So we rent some meeting hall outside, maybe in a nice hotel, so it makes it easy to them to come and maybe to hear the gospel. Okay? Well, so we did our first gospel meeting, and when I say to them, "Let's do a gospel meeting," we don't have money. Okay, don't worry. I'll pay for the posters, I'll pay for the things, but we have to do it. And so we started to do it. And God really blessed our work. This was after another while, you know? We had conversion. We have people who were studying the Bible with us. And let me tell you, it's something unbelievable. Because sometimes I spent 10 years of Bible study just to convert one person. Because Italian people are really hard. And it's really difficult to take them away from the traditions. But in Monfalcone, we met wonderful people. People willing to hear, to open their hearts to the gospel. And after another while, we grew up a lot. We have several baptisms. And our meeting place was just little one. And we didn't have room to do Bible classes. We didn't know how to handle all the situation. So, fortunately, let's say 1 year ago, 1 year and a half maybe, we rented a new meeting place. And we are so happy, so proud of our new meeting place. We have a big sign to let people understand who we are and what we want to do. We want to preach the gospel to the lost. And this is the inside of our new meeting place. We are really enjoying because we have room we are comfortable. Moreover, this is a picture of the church in Monfalcone. I just took it the day before I left. And I told to the brethren, let me take your picture so I can show to the brethren in the stage. And we have now 3 rooms to have our classes, our Bible classes. And this is really a blessing. Because now my wife and other lady in the church, they may teach much better the young, the children, the kids. See, we put some furniture. We are just still, and our work is in progress. Okay. This is a wonderful lady that was baptized. She was mad with God at first because they have a very particular situation in their home, but after we have been studying a while, she decided to be baptized, and her husband's name is Pius, like the Pope, you know, and he's a wonderful man. He's one of the men who will attend the Bible studies in Grado, and this is the last man who was baptized a few months ago. His name is Wayne, like John Wayne. But maybe because his family came from England, so he doesn't call Francesco or Antonio or Giuseppe like Italian's name, but his name is Wayne. And this is Wayne. And this is my wife with Pierina. Pierina is the old lady, and of course my wife really loves her and take care of her, you know. But that is not only the old lady that we have in the church. In the church in Trieste, we have another old lady. Her name is Anna. Anna is 94 years old too. And Anna too is a pillar of the church in Trieste. Those are our 2 pillars. And let me tell you, our work for the Lord, what we do to build the church. But, well, first of all, we do several Bible classes. Not only in a meeting, not only Bible classes for the young people, not only Bible classes for the lady or for the man, but also home Bible studies. Bible studies in the home, because we can talk, we can stay more time together, and we can go deeply in the problem. This is, David was with me, he took this picture. We were in the home of Adriano Tomasi. They are the young couple from Romania, from Moldavia, I showed before. This is Adriano. And beside the growing of the church, we try to get the lost. And as I told you, we organize gospel meeting. And we try to advertise our gospel meeting with the posters. Did you see the poster with the question mark? It's our poster. And was a poster saying, what do you want, God or false religion? So the choice, make your choice, you know. And we put this poster in a town, in Trieste, in Monfalcone. Trieste, in Monfalcone, people walk in town. It's not like here, everybody goes by car, you know. We have a different towns, you know. And we put also big posters. This costs a lot of money, but we try to do it, you know. This was a poster advertising a Bible course, an introduction to the Bible. This was another big poster. If you may see, Gesù is Jesus nel Vangelo, in the Gospel. And we have the blessing to have a young brother, who is a designer and graphic designer. And he does really great job. This is the poster we just done in May, last May. It was a meeting, a gospel meeting on the life after death. So he did this poster. This was a poster on the Bible course. This was some lectures on family. You see, familia is family, and celibacy. Of course, was a point against Catholicism, celibacy, you know. And this was some lectures on faith, to build a true faith. As you may see, this brother is really good in making our advertisements. And this was a poster on Jesus. Who is Jesus for you? Jesus and the church. It's not possible to divide Christ from his church. Okay. And of course, we clean tracks, you know, advertisement, cars. We cannot go to the bookshop and buy it because we have to write and to print our own material to hand out to people. And we do this in different ways. Sometimes we do even in the street. We put posters and we try to give material to the people just to get some contacts so we may study the Bible. And let me say something on David Thumblin. David is not just my brother in Christ. David is not just my best friend. David is myself. We are so near sometimes that my family and his family, we know each other so well. We love so much that really we are just one family. And David is a great help in the work I'm doing for the Lord. I'm not here to ask support for me or for anybody in Italy. The purpose we have, me and David, is to teach the young men in Italy to work and to preach the gospel, to be tent makers, to be strong brethren in the church, so when God will call me, I can leave something and my life could be of some meaning. And we are trying to do this. We are trying to do this with the Bible study in Grado. I will tell you in a moment what the Bible study are. Well, let me tell you, brethren, when you support David, you are supporting me. When you are supporting David, you are supporting the work I'm doing. So in some way, we have fellowship. And I thank the Lord for this, and I thank you all for your sacrifice and for your interest in the work in Italy. David is special, not just to me. David is special to all the brethren. David was with us when we appointed elders. He did 1 week of very great lessons on eldership, making all the brethren aware of what we were going to do. David was with me in some lecture we have done in Trieste, in Monfalcone, in Naples, in Rome. We had a great work on the Da Vinci Code that we shared together. And we had really a lot of great satisfaction with the meeting. And he David preaching in the church in Monfalcone, he David preaching in the new meeting place in Monfalcone, he David preaching in Trieste, and he David with my song. My song is like a song to David, and he thinks of David like his own father, you know. And he's not the only one. So David is a papa not only here in the States, even in Italy. And David helps me in the Bible study. These two men, they were not Christian at that time. And we had studied with them a lot. And they have been converted, both. And they are just great, just wonderful. And especially Giovanni. Giovanni is a man who doesn't have who had a lot of problem with his job. But the same, he will be in grado. He will give up to 1 week of wage just to be with us in grado and to study the Bible. He is a great, great man, believe me. And we are just, me and David, preparing something, you know. And I want to close, say something about the Bible study in Grado. Grado is a very nice town, not far away from Trieste. It's 1 hour far away from Trieste, about 30 minutes far away from Monfalcone. We choose Grado because we find a very nice accommodation in Grado. We have an hotel that has great facilities. We have a nice meeting room, as you may see, and we may stay all together. And our dream was just this, to be together with this young man trying to study all day long for 1 week, so we may accomplish really something important. We may give them really some good Bible studies. Of course, we study during the year. I told you, on every Friday I meet with the young people in Trieste. Every Thursday I meet with the young people in Monfalcone. But you know, sometimes somebody has to work, sometimes somebody is sick, somebody, I'm sick, I cannot. Maybe you see, and you see after 2-3 weeks, and you have to start again to teach. And in Grado, we have 1 week to stay together from the morning till the evening. And this was great. Last year was great. Ryan Tombley was with us last year. And we really appreciate him stayed with us. Ryan, wonderful, wonderful man, really. I want to say boy, but just man. Okay. And he stayed with us. He encouraged us. And he saw with his eye how good it was to be together, to study, but even to talk, even to... I told David, the best moment to me was in the morning, when we got up, when we had breakfast together, when we could plan the day, and we were talking about what happened the day before. It's something great. And I think, I really thank David for his sacrifice, and I thank all the brethren who really helped him in doing this great, great work. These are some moments of the work in Grado. And in 1 week, I told you, tomorrow we will be leaving to Italy. We will get Trieste Tuesday afternoon. Long trip. I think we will be destroyed, but never mind. And next Sunday evening, we will go to Grado to start our week of intensive Bible studies. And I will teach a class on denominations and how to debate errors. David will teach a class on faith with the focus on how to prepare good material. And let me show. Those are some of the men, of the young people who will be in Grado. The one in the middle is my son, and the one with the beard on the left side is the brother who draw the posters, Massimiliano. And these are not very young men, but they want to be in grado too, because they are doing really great. And this is Stefano. Stefano will be in grado too. And Stefano, he did really amazing progress. He is preaching now that I'm here. And his family, and David with Stefano, and Andrea. Andrea is another young man who is preaching, and think that Andrea was baptized 3 years ago, and at first he could not even serve the Lord's Supper. He barely was say something or pray for the bread or for the fruit of the wine. Really, barely. It was he got emotions. He could not speak. He had afraid. Now he preaches. And he preached today. I had my wife this morning after the worship in Trieste, and she told me that he did a great job. So I'm very, very happy, very proud of him, believe me. And here, David, at the grado, as I told you, he will teach a class on faith with a focus on how to prepare good materials. And this is Fiorenzo Puntin. He's a member of the church in Monfalcone, and he will teach a class on a public speaking and on communication. And this is Brother Antonio Tomasi. Antonio Tomasi is the other elder in the church in Trieste, and he will teach a study of church history. He's very, very deep in church history. And this is Adriano Tomasi. He's a really smart young man. He will teach a class on the canon and on the reliability of the Bible text. He had 400 pages notes, and he went really deep in his study, and I want to publish his study. I want to print it, because I think it will be very, very useful for the brethren in Italy. He is a very, very good scholar, really a blessing in the church. And this is my son, Riccardo. Riccardo will teach how to lead the congregation in singing hymns to God in worship. So we will also have space to this. Okay, what can I tell you? I may tell you just that I really appreciate this opportunity. I hope you understood something of my English. Unfortunately, my English was much better at first when I preached the first time at the Fletcher Avenue Church of Christ. It was much better at that time. But 30 years, I don't have many opportunity to speak English. So I appreciate your attention. I appreciate your invitation to let me speak about my work. I appreciate your support to the work in Italy. God bless you, brethren.
Philippians, the fourth chapter, the Apostle Paul, as he was closing this text, he said, "You did well that you had fellowship with me in my affliction, and you yourselves know that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church had fellowship with me in the matter of giving and receiving, but only you. For even in Thessalonica, you sent once and again to my need. Not that I seek for the gift, but I seek for the fruit that increases to your account." One of the great things about occasions like tonight is that we who are the children of God have the opportunity to look back and we see the providence of God as it worked. God's providence is always seen from the human perspective only in reverse. We can see it behind us after it's happened. But when the Phillips took Johnny and Stefano into their home and they had the opportunity to study and they met so many of the folks, several of whom are here
tonight. And they went back and began preaching, and various brethren who knew them from different ways and different places began to work with them and began to work with people who were working with them. Who would have known that at this point in time we would all be here together tonight in Athens? And Johnny Verdini would be standing here showing us photos of the growth of a church in Monfalcone that for years was sitting there idle among those Christians as they were looking for someone to come and to help them. And now to see the tremendous things that are happening there. To see those young men who are sacrificing greatly. I don't know if you've kept up with the economy in Europe. It's not great. Greece is in big trouble and Italy is close behind. These young families are struggling. And it's an amazing thing for people who are, and I'm talking about struggling with the necessities of life. For people like that, to give up a week of their employment so that they can come and do nothing but study the Bible from morning until night for a week, uninterrupted, in this kind of way. It's a tremendous, tremendous encouragement. And to know that what you are doing here in proclaiming the gospel of Christ in this community, in building up this church, and as this church grows and prospers, and you're reaching out in the work of the Lord, you're reaching to different people who are preaching the gospel in other places, who are touching churches even in other places. And then we're reminded tonight that it's God who gives the increase. But what a joy it is to all share together in various parts of the big picture, for all of us to share together in the greatest work that God ever gave to His people, and the great joy of lifting up the name of Jesus Christ throughout the world. You've been such a great part of that. And there's a great deal of appreciation to all of you for that. We extend the invitation of the Lord tonight, even here, even as we prepare to go and extend the Lord's invitation to lost people in another part of the world. Because that's who we are and that's what we're all about. And whenever God's people are together, we're always reminded of the blessing we have in being the children of God, and we're always eager to help other people come and taste the riches of the goodness of the Lord in Jesus Christ. If you're here tonight not a Christian, you believe in your heart that Jesus is the Son of God, and you are ready to turn away from sin and to give your life to Him and be buried in baptism tonight, to be born into God's family, we're ready to assist you in that. If you're a child of God who needs to come back home to the Lord, we're ready to encourage you and to pray for you. While we stand and sing, we invite you to come.